Jim, you asked your players to enjoy this this game tonight, playing in this ground and against this team. Do you think that maybe, just maybe, you could have got a result if there's a little bit more quality in the final third?
That's what I've just that I've said in there to the lads. You know, it's been a great feeling against Forest Green when we won, and then we've had a difficult week. Obviously, the Halifax game, we didn't get a response first half on Saturday against Notts County, but we had excellent second half, and we said it's more of the same. The second half performance is the standard that you've set, and that's about desire, commitment, togetherness, you know, working hard, getting in people's faces when you're on the ball, being bright, you know, expressing yourselves. And we're coming to a difficult place here tonight. Yeah, a lot of them haven't been here before. I come here 10 years ago and I was telling them that it's a nice stadium, but we're playing against a team that, you know, we're up there, and rightly so. You know, I think the three lads who played up front tonight had 27 goals between them so far. But we kept them quiet. I thought first half, yeah, they had quite a lot of possession, but we dug in. Protected Mark Alstead very well. Can't really remember a shot on, well, there wasn't a shot on target in the first half. Going the other way, we caused him a couple of problems. We've hit the post with a free kick with Andrew Tutt. Tutty going off, a killer for us. Obviously got an underlying problem somewhere for his calf to keep going like it's going at the minute. We adapted well. And overall, although I say they had a lot of territorial advantage on us and possession and things like that, and balls into the box, we defended really well. And as I say, we've had some good chances at the other end. So we could have been in the lead. We weren't. It was 0-0. We've come out second half, same desire, same commitment. Don't think we passed it as well as we can. But again, if you take the likes of Wildig and Mandeville and players like that out the side, and Tutty to a certain extent, obviously going off early, you know, they're our footballers. But what we were dogged, we were determined. We asked a few questions of them. They asked a few of us. And then, I've got to be honest, I drank too much fluids today and had to run in to go to the toilet. So I come out just as they were breaking down our right, and I seen it go inside. Aldi's got a tackle in. It's fell today, a lad. And the difference between the teams is what you've just said about our final third and then product. The same players scored two good goals today from outside the box. And the culture finishes, composure, head over the ball, inside foot, place it in the back of the net. We're going the other way. We're slashing the things, smashing it over the bar when we're in better positions than what their lad was when he scored. Then we've changed it. We've gone man for man. You know, we work on being adaptable. Where we went three at the back on Saturday, it never really worked. Obviously got a problem at right back at the moment. But we adapted in that game. Second half, we were excellent. Today, when we adapted and we went to a three at the back and went up against them man for man, I thought we were excellent. We got on top. We created a couple of good chances, got into good areas, and then obviously they've scored again against the run of play, so that's the killer goal. But we kept plugging away. But as I say, they've scored two from 22, 25 yards and inside the foot. We've got into the box on three, four, five occasions and haven't worked the keeper. Looks, you know, like we can pick a pass, hit the target, and we blazed it over the stand. So that's the difference. You know, you come up against the better teams like we have today in MK. They're at the top of the table for a reason. They just have that little bit of better quality than what we did, and that's what showed tonight.
I could sense your frustration. I mean, I was watching you from my position down here when, you know, there were chances to actually play a bit of football, to come out from the back and do something, and the ball was going long, and I could sense you were, you know, sort of frustrated by it. And obviously, you know, the chances again, you know, what I want to find out from you is, what can you take from this game going forward? Because you've come up against, you know, a team that are top of the table. You have played some good football tonight, but the result ultimately hasn't come.
No, that's right. And what we work on is trying to be adaptable. We don't just want to be all about football, because you need other things in your makeup. We don't want to be all about route one. But what we need to do is be adaptable. You may have to be able to do a little bit of everything. And we showed at times tonight we can do it. We're a little bit frustrated that we didn't get it. And maybe that's down to the opposition. With them playing 3-4-3, it's difficult to get it out of the back. So, you know, where it was, goal kicks were going forward into the front men. We battled, we got it. And sometimes you start your attacks off from the middle third or the end third. You know, we've shown this season that we can get it at the back, we can play through the thirds, and that's what we want to do. But if teams stop you, like they did tonight and made it difficult for us, you've got to be adaptable. And I thought we were there. And we did. We played some good football at times. We've created chances. But as I say, ultimately, it's about putting the ball on the target to score goals. And that's been our Achilles heel too many times this season. We've, you know, we've been some nice approach play. Again, middle third today into the end third. Certainly when we went to 3-5-2, you know, got into good areas. And the next thing, when we're in the box, we're hitting against their lads' legs. We're blazing it over the bar. You know, we've got to show the composure in that final third to either dribble, pass to someone else, end product, when you're taking shots off, hit the target, because ultimately that's what they've done that end. You know, they've had the same lad 22, 25 yards out, he stroked two in the back of the net. But, you know, as I say, it was a tough place to come. We've given our absolute all. You know, we can't, you know, go away from that. Sometimes quality counts, and that's what it counts all the time, and that's what they've done tonight. They've had a couple of moments of quality and composure, and when we've got him, we haven't made it count. But I have to say, there were some very strong performances tonight. I think Sam Lavelle and Stephen Old were excellent. You know, that was pleasing. As a group, they were committed, they took on board what we spoke about, they were dogged, they put a shift in, we've had a go. And that's pleasing. As I say, the negatives are is that we've drawn a blank again on an occasion, a game where we should be doing more. We should have scored tonight. And that's not just all second half. As I say, the free kick that hit the post, the first half, had come back. Leigh Smith put it across the box, and there's no one there just to put it in the back of the net. You know, Leigh Smith got down the left, smashed the keeper, made a good save. You know, we've worked their keeper more than what they've worked ours first. But, as I say, it's just that that quality, the higher up you go, and that's what they had tonight, and we didn't.
And going forward on in terms of the squad, injuries, what can you give us?
Well, again, you know, if you come to a place like this, you want to be a full hit in there, you know, because they are tough places to come, the top of the table for a reason, as I say. But, you know, Barry Roach is just coming back. Obviously, Mark's coming and done okay in his position, but Zach Mills is a big miss for us. You know, gives us that right foot balance. His natural replacement's James Sinclair. He's out, so there's a 5-month knee injury there. There's a hernia operation. We've missed centre-halves this season. You know, we've going to the middle of the park. Wildig's got an injury. Tut come off injured tonight. Flemo's out for 5 months. You know, Reece Oates is a big, you know, this is a Reece Oates pitch. Plenty of space, areas for him to run up at defenders. That's a big miss for us. So as I say, it's killing us at the minute. Injuries, you can't do nothing about it. It is what it is, and the lads who've stepped up have you know, had a good go. And as I say, I'm happy enough of 75-80% of the season. I'm not happy with the position that we're in the league, but a lot of our performances have been good. You know, even when we've been beat, certainly known, we've been clapped off. And, you know, that little bit that we need, like the penalty shout at the weekend for me, Stonewall penalty, that's the difference between 1 and 3 points, which makes them a hell of a difference. It's the same with the Tranmere game. That could have been a penalty to make it 2-0. It wasn't given. So you know, need those little things to go for you. And as I say, you also need luck with injuries and suspensions. And I've never known injuries like it this season. It's killing us. But it is what it is. We've got to take it. You know, we've got a break now, unfortunately. Because I wanted to be in that game on Saturday, but that again, can't do nothing about that now. We can't affect that, but what it will do, it'll give us a bit of time to get a few of the walking wounded back ready for the Port Vale game. But it's been a tough first half of the season with regards to injuries. I've never known nothing like it, but hopefully we'll have a couple back by the time we play Port Vale.